It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA right here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon and Happy New Year, everyone. It's our first show of 2016. I'm Jeff Whittington and excited to be here on Friday, the 8th of January. We're taking your questions and answers live this hour. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, we got an email from John, who is wondering if there is anywhere local, he says, to see sleight of hand close-up magic performed for adults. Anybody know a place to see up-close sleight of hand magic here in North Texas? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Got an email from Michael, who says, I'm looking for travel suggestions for culturally rich cities within the United States where no car is needed. He adds, I'd like to get to and from the airport via public transportation, as well as around town by foot when I get there. This could be one of those questions we get lots and lots of great answers on, so give us a call if you have a suggestion for Michael, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email from Van about this article. He says, I read way back in February of last year, talking about a man in Ukraine who has the world's longest eyelashes, which he attributed to a special food. And Van asks, does anyone have any idea what that secret food was, or is there a food that will result in really long eyelashes? And he sends along this dailymail.co.uk link where the guy does have, you know, like 3 centimeter long eyelashes. we really need an answer on this because Stephen Becker sent this with a personal note that he's really curious too. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's get on the phones right away here and talk to Roberto in Dallas. Hello, Roberto.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Like you said, there's going to be a lot of answers for the city, cultural city.
I would
say Portland right off the bat. I just went there. I went to a conference. I didn't expect anything of it. I really didn't prepare to go. I wish I had read more about it. Portlandia, actually, I became addict of that show after I went to Portland. And the first thing that surprised me is that there was a that you could get to downtown from the airport and to the hotel, and everything is walkable, and there's a bunch of things to see in Portland.
Great.
I'm going to go again.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. If you have a vote for a city where you don't need a car that is culturally rich, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email from Linda, who says, with good public transportation, including to and from airports, Chicago and Boston, she says, have great past and present cultural attractions with reliable train systems. Chicago and Boston from Linda. Thanks very much, Linda. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Lewis in Mansfield. Hello, Lewis.
Hi, yes. I have another answer for where to go in the U.S., the culturally rich city. Philadelphia, incredible city. You can get there straight away from the airport on public train and take you right downtown. And it's really what I recommend is Center City specifically. That's what the locals up there call it. It's the downtown area, really in between Philadelphia is kind of in between two rivers, the Delaware and the Schuylkill. And you've got all the historical stuff, you know, going back to Constitution Hall, in the, you know, where the Constitution was signed, obviously,
right.
And just there's all the historical elements. There's loads of restaurants, museums, a children's museum, a wonderful Philadelphia Art Museum. There's parks. There's a lot of parks there that you know, I never expected before I ever went up there. So definitely recommend it.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got an email from Sean with a different question. He says, my fiance and I are having a blended cultural wedding, and we're looking for recommendations on where to find good trios. He says a three-part Mexican band or mariachis that both sides of our guest list would really enjoy. Anybody have a recommendation for Sean on where to find good trios or mariachi for his wedding? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from Ed who says, I've always wondered what happens to the gold in fillings and teeth when the dentist drills or removes them, and also when people's bodies are cremated. He says, yeah, it's kind of gross, but with the price of gold, I'm sure others have considered it. Does anybody know what happens to that stuff? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Let's talk next to Randy calling from Dallas. Hello, Randy.
Hey, thanks very much for taking my call.
Sure.
Got a question. Lately in the news, we've got Ethan Couch and his mother being extradition from Mexico to the United States. Yet the mother, I believe, went to California from Mexico. Question is, what is the law why the person wouldn't go back to the state of origin, in this case, Texas?
Okay, well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a list from Julie, who includes New York City, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco. It's kind of tough to take public transit in New York, though, I think, from the airport. I know San Francisco you can. You can take BART in Chicago, for that matter. But New York's kind of tough to get into. Of course, you don't need a car once you get into New York. Let's see. Brian emailed us and agrees with New York. But also says Chicago and D.C. Seattle as well is on Brian's list. You can take the train right into downtown Seattle. And Portland. Brian includes Portland as well. Give us your vote, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what Sarah did. Sarah says, San Francisco, D.C., and New York can all be seen or enjoyed via public transit and on foot. Christina tweeted as well, wondering why are wine bottles 750 milliliters? And, you know, I think liquor bottles are as well 750 milliliters. Why is that? She says it seems like an odd number. How did that get started? 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Deborah in Valdosta. Hello, Deborah.
Hey.
Hey there.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
it was about the magic sleight of hand. There's a wonderful magic store just off the square in McKinney. I'm sorry, I was looking for their card and I can't find it, but it's small, it's great, and you know that they might have people that come out and, I don't know, do parties, whatever they were asking for.
Okay. So the magic store right off the square in McKinney.
Mm-hmm. Right off the square.
Should be easy to
tell you where it is.
Should be easy to find. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Lewis, who says, the Dallas Live Magic Expo is this Sunday, the 10th, at the Doubletree Hotel at Love Field from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. He says it's a convention for magicians to learn new tricks, but there should be plenty of magic there for the layperson to enjoy. And he says the cost to get in is $20. It's the Dallas Live Magic Expo that Lewis is emailing us about. I'm sure you can look that up near Love Field. Well, what a great, great timing, right? Let's see. Katie says Trig Watson, T-R-I-G-G. Trig Watson is a wonderful, Katie writes, local magician who often performs in Dallas for adults. And you can Google his name for details. 800-933-5372. Let's get a few more votes on this Carlos Cultural City travel suggestion. Hey, Henry in Lake Dallas, you're on the air.
Yeah, I love your show.
Oh,
what my suggestion, I'm not sure about public transportation from the airport. I'm sure it's available, but I've never tried it. But if you go to New Orleans, especially the French Quarter, that's totally walkable, and I can't imagine any better cultural exposure than what you'll find there. That would be my suggestion.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Will in Denton. Hello, Will.
Hi. I'm calling about the walkable cities
with
a lot of culture. Portland was brought up, a lot of experience there, had a great time. D.C., though, I've got to admit, more museums and just, more people that you're going to run into out there. So my vote would definitely be for D.C. if you're looking for the most culture and the least amount of walking. The transit system there was not as air-conditioned as Portland, but it seemed to run a lot more on time.
Great. Hey, thanks, Will.
Thank you.
800-933-5372 is where you call us. You email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And we're getting a few tweets in here. Marcel says, I agree with DC. If you fly to Reagan, I was able to exit the airport and get on the subway, which is correct. I've been able to do that myself as well. Jennifer says via Twitter, Drakely Magic. D-R-A-K-E-L-E-Y, Drakely Magic. Probably look that up. Jennifer says they've done several shows for our store at Whole Foods DFW. So, Jennifer, thanks very much for that. Got an email from Danielle on this culturally rich, walkable cities in America. Danny, rather, writes, Chicago. Free shuttle gets you from the Magnificent Mile, close enough to the Field Museum that you can walk the rest of the way. San Francisco, quite a walkable city. Art is everywhere, not just in the many museums. San Francisco has a great app, too, that you can use to figure out what bus to take, et cetera, et cetera. Houston, Danny votes for Houston, infinitely less walkable, she says. But if you stick to Houston's museum district, she says there are at least 20 museums of all types and restaurants and hotels. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Augustine in Fort Worth. Hello, Augustine.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well.
Well, I think the city of Honolulu is very, very friendly because you have a bus service from the airport to downtown Waikiki, and then from there you can go all over the place, the Bishop Museum, Chinatown, Pearl Harbor, and the Polynesian Center and the North Shore. A lot of the different cultures, you can see Tahiti, the Samoa, all those different islands. And it's very exotic. I think it's a nice, friendly, walkable, and bus system city to visit.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. You can call us at 800-933-5372. If you can't get through, keep trying, or email us anything at kera.org, or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. More of your questions and your answers coming up, so stay with us. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Quick program note, it's the new year, but the KERA membership campaign starts next week. And next Friday, we will bring you a special two-hour version of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. So save up some extra questions or be thinking real hard about answers. And also, get ready to support KERA in the first membership campaign of the year. That's going to start actually next Thursday. Thursday, but we'll be here for 2 hours on Friday the 15th doing the show and raising some money to keep KERA financially sound in the new year. Right now, you can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Lisa emailed and says, Seattle and Boston are her votes. Did those with a teen. Actually, that was from Linda. Let's see. We also got an email from someone who says, the first city that comes to mind as culturally rich and walkable is Washington, D.C. Just a few short miles from the airport, tons of wonderful attractions at no charge, good public transportation, and is walkable. Lots of votes for D.C., actually, in this. We got an email from, this is from Anina in Denton, who says on that mariachi band question, there's a band called Mariachi Quetzal, Q-U-E-T-Z-A-L, Mariachi Quetzal in the DFW area. Denton-based, she says, I believe, and is so fun and talented, and they do weddings. So Mariachi Quetzal is that vote. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phone and talk to a patient caller, Carol in Richardson. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay, great. I had an answer to the sleight of hand question.
Mm-hmm.
There's an upscale restaurant on the Bush in Richardson. It's called Texas. And they have a magician who comes to the table occasionally. He's not always there, but when he is, he's remarkable. He does card tricks, and he does things with a little bit of fire, and, you know, he comes in and entertains table per table. So he's fun.
And what's the restaurant called again?
It's called Texas.
Okay. Very good.
It's just Texas.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Carol.
Thanks. Bye.
800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Judy in Waxahachie. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Hi there.
I was calling in regards to the cities to go see.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is a wonderful place. You can go to the quarter and from there get a hotel, park your car, or get out of your transportation from the airport. On the 400 block of Royal Street, there's a tourist bureau. You could pick up information. You could ride the trolley along the River Road. You could walk to Canal Street and ride the trolley up through the Garden District to the zoo and the university. You can ride the free ferry. There's museums all through the quarter. It's a wonderful place, and the food is excellent.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Have a good day.
800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address anything at kera.org. Mark emailed and says, I'm having difficulty listening to the show. Uh-oh. On my desktop radio, how can I boost my signal? He says, I bought an antenna online that is long and flexible, but I have no place to attach it to the radio. Any suggestions for Mark? Let's see. Linda writes, I'm looking for a craft supplier or anyone who makes coffee or regular small table frames, which are made for decorating with mosaic tile. She says, these are usually made of metal and have a rim to allow for tile and grouting. Anybody know where to find little small table frames for tile or mosaic tile use on? Let's see. Giovanni says, on the mariachi question, he says, from my experience, the way to go is to contact a university like UT Arlington or UNT and utilize their student mariachi band. He says they are reliable and affordable. Plus, you will get double or triple the amount of mariachis for the same price. So there is an answer on that. Got a couple of tweets at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Scott says the 750 milliliter bottle, wine bottle, survived America's failed attempt at converting to the metric system in the 70s and is nearly one-fifth of a gallon, hence the nickname. So I guess, you know, a fifth of liquor, right? Fifth of a gallon. He says Europe then followed suit as they had not yet standardized on a size and they wanted to be able to easily export to America. So that's why wine bottles, I guess, and liquor bottles are 750 milliliters. Jess wants to know if there are any publishing companies headquartered in DFW. Well, there is Deep Vellum Publishing, V-E-L-L-U-M, in Deep Ellum. That's one. We'll see if we get some other answers for you. And we got a tweet from someone wondering where to buy raw milk in the Metroplex. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or, again, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go next to the phone and talk to Mark in Denton. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hey, I had a question. If there is anyone in the area who knew much about ham radio, I'm trying to do some research and would love to sit in on a class or a club meeting or anything regarding resources regarding ham radio.
Okay. Well, hopefully you've called the right place and maybe we'll get a lead for you.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is John in Plano. Hello, John.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing today?
Doing well.
Hey, I had an answer to the question in regards to why Ethan Couch's mom went to Los Angeles first instead of Dallas. I think the feds had were looking for the first flight out of Mexico, and the first flight out of Mexico was going to L.A., so that's why she was extradited there.
Okay, so it wasn't any quirk of this court system or that court system necessarily that you know of.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, buddy.
Let's see. Lots of emails coming in. Charles is wondering, Charles says, I'm interested in packaging a food product into metal cans, similar to canned veggies and pie fillings, but I only need a can sealer machine for a few weeks at a time. He says, a quick Google search doesn't show any useful links to a rental source. Would your listeners happen to know of a source in the DFW area who would be able to provide can sealers for rent? I don't know that we've ever had a question on where to get a steel food can sealer or to rent one, but we'll see if we get an answer, Charles. Thanks for reaching out to us. Let's see. David emailed and says there's a local close-up magician named Diamond Jim Tyler. Diamond Jim Tyler. And David says he's very good. He travels all over the world and even has written a couple of books. He does a great show and can be found online. So there's a lead on that. Let's see. Nancy says, if you're looking for a mariachi band, go to the restaurant in Dallas called El Ranchito off of Jefferson. It's on Jefferson. Every Friday and Saturday night, they have a mariachi band perform. They also do weddings and parties. And the caller may be able to go, listen, and watch them perform, and then decide if they want to hire them. You might want to call the restaurant first, Nancy says, to see when the mariachis will be performing. But that is a good suggestion. Thanks, Nancy. And let's see. Sandy says, I lived in Seattle for over a year, about 10 years ago. So some things may have changed, but I didn't have a car most of the time. Buses were free for most of the downtown area. I think that's probably changed. Mass transit was awesome. Walking was easy, and the ferries were reasonably priced and actually fun to ride as a walk-on passenger. And the destination islands were walker-friendly. There are Seattle Underground tours, too, Sandy says. 800-933-5372. Back to the phones and talk to Danny in Dallas. Hello, Danny.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. I got an answer for the close-up.
Yeah.
I want to confirm what one of your callers said earlier about the magic shop in McKinney and add to that. Gentleman at the front counter, Tony Bass, actually have seen his videos and know him personally. You can catch it up. I don't know if he has a YouTube channel, but he definitely has videos on YouTube, Tony Bass, and she can get a look at what he does, then go see him, and you know, he's a great magician.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Also, I want to add, the publisher, that they were looking for a publisher, was that for literary, music, or what?
I think, I don't know. She said publishing company, but I'll bet...
If it's music, they might try Iron Gable Music.
Very good. Thanks so much. All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or, of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Garrett emailed anything at kera.org and confirms that liquor and wine bottles are 750 milliliters because that size is closest to and replaced the old fifth of a gallon bottle when the industry converted to metric. Got an email from Andrew wondering where to develop actual color film north of 635 in the Richardson Plano Garland area. Anybody have a suggestion on a place to do that? John in Arlington says, Not all culture has to be historical. A trip to Austin, Texas will give you a great view of modern culture. There are bicycle stations all over the city to rent and return at any other stations. There are a lot of good clubs, bars. You can hear some original live music and eat any sort of eclectic food you could think of. He says if you want to visit, check out the reddit.com Austin thread, and everyone will be very friendly and can direct you to anything you might be interested in. Let's see. We got an email from Jay, who puts in a plug for St. Louis as being a place that is pretty easy to get around to the things you would like to see and do. He says there's light rail from the airport all the way to downtown where the riverfront, the arch, and Laclede's Landing. The rail also goes by and through Forest Park, where there's a zoo, the planetarium, and a number of other attractions like the art museum. Hockey, football, and baseball sporting venues are all accessible via light rail and downtown as well. Let's see. We got an email from someone about Brian about the transportation in New York. He says, you're correct that public transportation to and from New York area airports is difficult, but there's a notable exception. Newark Airport has direct train service to Manhattan. He says, I think it's Penn Station, but I'm not certain. And from there, you can catch the subway to anywhere. Brian says that American Airlines flies to and from Newark, New Jersey, many times a day, and often find the flights less crowded and less expensive than those to LaGuardia or Kennedy airports. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones on this thread and talk to Thad in Dallas. Hello, Thad.
Yes, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
Say, Jeff, I'm a volunteer at DFW Airport. We're ambassadors. We're there to help passengers and anybody. And lots of times now we get questions about how do I get downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And as of last year, I forget the exact date, the Dallas Area Rapid Transport put in the orange line that goes directly from Terminal A at DFW. That's the end of the line, and it takes you right downtown. From the airport, and I don't know the name of the exit, but it's a 52-minute ride to go right to the middle of town that connects you to all the other lines that are there. And what they do is from Terminal A, they have to, if they're Terminal A, they go to A6, and then you have to then walk a short walk to the train station. And there's only one line, which is the orange line, and it only goes one direction. So whatever's there, get on, and that takes you downtown. It has stops. Even one of the stops is right near Love Field, where you can get off and take a bus that takes you right to the terminal at Love Field.
Are you seeing a lot more people use the DART?
Yes, very much so. I volunteer in the international arrival areas, and a lot of them come in and they say they want to go downtown to see Dallas. I said, well, we've got a rapid transit train now, and it takes you right there, and you can get off at different stops. But there's one main one that is right in the center of town, and from there they can walk. Actually, just two blocks away is the Dallas Courthouse, where the tourist information office is. So I tell them, I show them a map, just walk down two blocks to there, go on, and you can get all the information you want about visiting Dallas.
Well, Thad, thanks so much for calling, and I really, really appreciate it. And we're lucky to hear from you, and the folks at DFW and the folks that arrived there are lucky to have your help as well. Thanks so much.
It's like a 52-minute ride downtown.
Great.
That's $5 one way, $10 all day.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Janan calling from Mansfield. Hello, Janan.
Hey.
Hi there.
Your show is so much better than Google.
It's a little slower, maybe, but it's fun.
Much more
entertaining.
It's fun. Right?
Thank you.
I have an answer about the raw milk.
Okay.
You actually, I'm not positive about Dallas, but you cannot buy raw milk within the city limits of Fort Worth. It is actually illegal to sell it.
Hmm.
And so to get raw milk, you're going to have to find an individual dairy outside of city limits that will sell you raw milk. And there are several. And you can probably Google the name of one because he was just arrested and convicted in Fort Worth for selling raw milk. So you do have to be careful about where you get it.
Okay.
So.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
Sure. Thanks.
Let's see. Let's get an answer on this also from Kirk in Dallas. Hello, Kirk.
Hey, yeah, listen, Al's right about the raw milk in Dallas as far as the city limits, but there is a guy that I do know that goes to two different farmer markets, and he sells a lightly pasteurized milk. So it's heated enough to kill the bacteria.
Okay. Thanks so much. Let's see. Did you want to say who? Did you want to say the name of the dairy? Yeah.
It's Wolfton Creek, and he's located. They have a farmer's market over on Richardson, on Campbell Road, just east of UT Dallas. And they're open tomorrow from 10 to 3. And then they're he's also in Carrollton. George Bush and Josie at the old Target just north of there in the parking lot. And he has it in pints, quarts, and gallons.
And tell me the name of the dairy again.
Wolf Ten Creek.
Okay. Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Kirk.
You bet. Thank you, buddy.
Let's see. We got an email from Emily on this, too. It says, Lavon Farms on Jupiter between Parker and Spring Creek in Plano. Is a source for raw milk, and you can check them out, Emily says, on Facebook, Lavon Farms, L-A-V-O-N. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see, we got a tweet from Steven who wants to know, are those SMU creative writing courses that are being mentioned, I guess they're supporting KERA, are they held during the spring and the fall or the spring only? I think it's called the Writer's Path. You can probably look it up on the SMU continuing education site. Shelley Canavy's nodding her head yes in the other room, but we'll see if somebody knows too. And let's see, we've got one more on the raw milk. This is from Peggy, who recommends Lucky Layla Farms in East Plano. They're on North Jupiter Road. So there's another vote for raw milk. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll be back one more segment with your questions and your answers in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Just a reminder, next week we will be on Friday, we'll be in the second day of the winter 2016 KERA membership campaign, and that means we're going to bring you a 2-hour edition of the show. So tune in next week for sure. I know you tune in every week, right? But tune in next week for sure and support the station, and we'll have lots and lots of time to get your questions answered. We still have lots of time this hour, too, to take your calls, and let's go next on the phones at 800-933-5372 to Bill in Irving. Hello, Bill.
Hello. I'm answering the question about amateur radio.
Yeah.
Amateur radio is live and well in North Texas. There's many amateur radio clubs, one in every major city around. The largest one is the Dallas Amateur Radio Club. It's 101 years old. It started in 1914. This is long before vacuum tubes.
Right, right.
Anyway, you can get to the to find information about Dallas Amateur Radio Club by going to www.w5fc.org. That's W5 Fried Chicken, mm-hmm. That would be the abbreviation, fc.org. And there's a Contact Us link at the left where you can send a message to the club president, et cetera. There's monthly club meetings on the first Tuesday of every month. Our meeting location has been at Brookhaven College. It's going to be moving, and we're not sure exactly where next month's meeting is going to be. There's one other link I want to give you about where you can take an amateur radio exam.
Okay.
The address is www.dfwlist.org. So www.dfwlist.org. It describes what you need to do to get an amateur radio license, and then there's many, many locations you can get a license every month in the DFW area.
Bill, thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate the leads. We also got an email on this from Amanda in Fort Worth who says it is really great. One of the best ways to learn about ham radio is to contact a local ham radio club. And Amanda says the Mansfield-Johnson Area Radio Service is a very active club. The website is wa5jrs.com, W-A-5-J-R-S, like Sam.com. She says they'd be very happy to provide information and service to interested parties. So ham radio, alive and well. Harold and McKinney also says ARRL.org is the Amateur Radio Relay League. And you can click on the link there for clubs and contact your local club. And they'll have volunteers to give presentations and demonstrations. So the Amateur Radio Relay League is ARRL.org. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to probably the Patient Caller of the Week award winner, Jerome in Dallas. Hey, Jerome.
Hey, Jeff. Great show.
Oh, thanks.
Jeff, I was trying to find out, where could I take my dog to get him vaccinated for free? And also, how would I, what's the steps would I take to get the dog registered for the city of Dallas?
Very good. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. I know there are free or low-cost vaccinations available around, so stay tuned, and hopefully we'll get a couple of suggestions in before the end of the hour, okay?
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Right.
Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is John in Dallas. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
All right. I have an answer for the gentleman who was asking about where to get photos developed north of 635.
Yeah.
I'm a film photographer myself. And I've spent years searching high and low for a place that does it, you know, at a reasonable price. And unfortunately, the places that I found either really gouge you or don't give you your negatives back. Hmm. And as a film photographer, the negatives, you know, you need to have those if you want to make more prints of your photos.
Right.
So the best thing that I found is to send them online, actually. There are a lot of really reputable film developers. You can send it to Fujifilm or B&H Photo. They all do it really cheap. They have a really fast turnaround, and I think they do a really good job.
Great. John, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Carly emailed and says the SMU Writer's Path classes run spring, summer, and fall. They have an information session coming up in January. Which is very useful and free. And Carly says, I went through the program and loved it. So there's that answer on that. Thanks, Carly. Mike says, I moved here recently from San Antonio. He says, I live in Carrollton and mainly travel north, the North Dallas area. He says, I'm pretty well traveled when it comes to other major cities in the U.S. But my question, I've never seen so many donut, D-O-N-U-T, spelled this way specifically, donut shops in my life. He says, there seems to be one on every corner. Any explanation of this phenomena? And by phenomena, I can only assume that he means more than one phenomenon, meaning the spelling of donut, D-O-N-U-T, and the abundance of them. So, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're wondering, why is it spelled that way? My answer would be, probably because it's cheaper, right? It's fewer letters, especially if you have to light up letters, and it's D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T is really long, right? That's probably my guess on that. And why are there so many? Well, people in North Texas love their donuts. But we'll see if we get a real answer for you. Gary says via email, Minneapolis is very easy to get around. He says you can take the train to downtown. All sites and suburbs are accessible by bus or train. Let's see. Scott says, can anyone recommend a better television antenna? He says, I have a standard rooftop antenna, and there are a few stations that do not come in well. He says, I've tried changing the direction of it. Have there been any technological breakthroughs in this area? I'm assuming, Scott, you've got a digital converter box between your TV and your antenna because it's all digital now. And maybe a digital antenna would help a little bit. Maybe someone has an answer for you as well. Let's see. For film processing, this is from Sean. North of 635, BWC does color film processing for 35mm and 120. If you want black and white, He says the Denton Camera Exchange, which is a place Sean says I personally love, does black and white as well. And let's see, one more on ham radio resources. This is from David in Richardson, who says you can find the Richardson Wireless Club at k5rwk.org and the Plano Amateur Radio Club at k5prk.net. So there's a couple more ham radio resources. 800-933-5372. Time to squeeze in a couple more calls, and let's get another vote on a city from Kathy in Dallas. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Jeff. I was going to suggest Santa Fe, small city, very unique culture. Take a shuttle from the Santa Fe airport into town. If you get a hotel in town, there are many, many, many museums, sites to see walking. And then it's fairly easy to get a shuttle up to other museums that are on Museum Hill.
Great. Thanks for calling, Kathy.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's talk next to Terry calling from Dallas. Hello, Terry.
Hello. I just want to say that you can get a rabies vaccination at the SPCA of Texas for $10. And you don't have to get the registration from the city, depending on where you live.
Right. And where do you get the $10 vaccination?
SPCA,
at the SPCA
of Texas.
Okay.
There's one off of 30 at Lone Star, and there's one on Village Fair.
And they usually give you, they'll usually give you the thing to mail in to the city of Dallas or wherever the city, whatever city is that the vet clinic is located in too. So they, or they can give you the right web address or something like that. So.
Yeah, there's no office visit expense or anything. It's just $10 for the vaccine.
Great. Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. We got this from Judy. It says, on that gold teeth question, she says, yes, gold teeth can be removed from the mouth of someone who has died. She says, the funeral home gave me four consecutive teeth from my grandfather, and they have alloys in them that limit what can be made by melting them down. She says, I had a gold backing put on the teeth by a jeweler and made a nice pin, which I wear when I go to the dentist now. She says, it's quite the conversation piece. Thanks, Judy and Grapevine, for sharing that story. Let's see. We got a question from Sean, who says, I have a question in regard to mortise and tenon timber frame construction. I'm beginning my planning process to construct a home for my young family. Does anyone know about permit requirements in North Texas to allow this type of construction, mortise and tenon timber frame construction? We'll see if somebody has an answer. Probably not this week, but maybe next week. Let's see. We don't want to run out of time before getting these in, too. Gracia says, UNT has a mariachi band. They played at my quinceañera. So that's the suggestion on where to find one to play at your event. And let's see, this is from Gabby, who says, I recently received a hand-me-down wood bookshelf and toy box that is great quality, but I would like to redo the paint job on it. I have no idea how to go about it. Does it need to be sanded before repainting? Does anyone have any recommendation as to how I can do this myself? And with what tools, keeping in mind that I have no experience with power tools and I am of a petite build? We'll see if we get an answer for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Walt, calling from Decatur. Hello, Walt.
Yes, I have another source for the raw milk. All of the ones that I've heard you do are on the, in the Metroplex area.
Yeah.
I have one for your listeners northwest of the Metroplex.
Okay.
It's Dry Valley Dairy on Dry Valley Road. Just off of, I think it's FM 1649, between Sunset and Torrensburg. They have raw milk, $5 a gallon. The USDA inspector, they also make cheese there, buy cheese, red cheese there.
Very good. Walt, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Randy calling from Garland. Hello, Randy.
Good morning. Hey, my question is concerning the handgun issue that's, you know, recently on everybody's mind. And I've read several of the signs that have been in some of the neighborhood stores in my area here. And it was specifically stating that you can't carry a concealed handgun or an unconcealed handgun. Now, we do know that we got rifles and shotguns that can be carried also in public without a handgun license. Does that affect that ability in any way with this new law?
All right. It's a good question. We'll see if somebody has an answer for you, and it might be one for some future reporting that we do here at KERA. Let's see. We got on the place to visit question, a couple more answers on that. Tracy says, Santa Barbara, California. The Art Museum, Museum of Natural History, the Historic Mission, Amazing Courthouse, Pier and Harbor, Botanical Gardens, Theater, Cultural Events, Concerts, most of it walkable in Santa Barbara. Let's see. We got an answer from Zia, who says, we are planning a walking around trip to St. Louis without a car, but we are taking Amtrak. It leaves either Dallas or Mineola in East Texas about 8 at night and gets there at 8 a.m. Train rides are so relaxing, and the chairs recline and are roomy. Zia says, no need for a bedroom unless you just want one. Zia is in Tyler, says she loves the show, and is lobbying to bring back train travel. And let's see. Liz emailed. First of all, I got a tweet from Ann who says, there's no UGG in donut, D-O-N-U-T. We might have a new one of those questions that we put on the list here. This is from Liz, who says, the dictionary-approved spelling for the ring-shaped cake made of dough and fried in fat is D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. The shortened D-O-N-U-T donut has been around since the late 1800s, but it wasn't popularized until the late 20th century, when the successful American donut chain Dunkin' Donuts, D-O-N-U-T-S, made it ubiquitous. Today, Liz says, writers outside the U.S. still favor the D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T by a wide margin, and donut with just the N-U-T, D-O-N-U-T, appears about a third of the time in published American writing. Liz says, donut is a simpler spelling, so it may grow even more common, now that it has a foothold. Well, it's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. Produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can find on the Anything page at kera.org/anything. You know, you can send us your questions and comments, suggestions, answers to anything at kera.org. And as I said earlier, you can find me on Twitter as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Would love to hear from you there. Tune in next week for our special Kickoff the Membership Campaign 2-hour show. And until then, I hope each and every one of you has a fantastic and safe weekend. And we'll see you next week.